You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
And as promised...
Yeah, we did promise a lot.
We'll follow through on our promise.
Got high standards for today.
Our promise, National Youth Gathering registration is open, and you may have questions about it. Maybe you're feeling a little intimidated about National Youth Gathering registration. We have the people.
The experts.
The experts in studio today to help alleviate some of that that angst, that fear about registration. It's not going to be difficult. So in studio with us today, the Reverend Derek Broughton, Gathering Director for the LCMS Office of National Mission Youth Ministry. Good morning, Pastor Broughton.
Good morning.
Thanks for being in studio with us this morning.
Good to be here.
All things registration operations for LCMS National Youth Gathering. Krista Miller, she's Gathering Registrar and Operations Manager. Good morning, Krista.
Good morning.
So glad to have you in studio.
It is great to be here.
And the Reverend Mark Kiesling, Director, Youth Ministry, LCMS Office of National Mission. Good morning, Pastor Kiesling.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you all for stepping away from all the registration and planning. I know that that's a big deal. So it's valuable to have you in studio answering these questions about how to prepare for National Youth Gathering. It's coming up 2019. And what is it? July? Is that right?
Correct. 11th through the 15th.
11th through the 15th.
That's so soon.
We know.
It's interesting because energy, the whole vibe in youth ministry on the fourth floor here just kind of changes, doesn't it, during the year leading up to gathering. So all kinds of preparations going on for that. And that means in your congregation, in your arena, doing some preparation for that, including registration. Krista, who can attend the National Youth Gathering?
The gathering is designed for students 14 up to 20 years old. Now, you can also bring friends if you have friends in your school. You go to public school or in your neighborhood or whatever you think might be interested, that is a wonderful opportunity to invite them to join in with your group. If you're going to do that sort of thing, we suggest that you do that sooner rather than later. You would want them to be a part of the whole group, part of the Bible studies that you do prior to the gathering, a part of the fundraising, the fellowshipping, that kind of thing, so that they are knowledgeable about everything, that everybody knows them. You don't want them just get on the bus in July and then have to introduce them around. So 14 to 20 years old. Now, that also means, though, that there are a lot of adult leaders. This is actually the largest assembly of adult leaders, of adults, in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. So we have almost 6,000 adults that attend, and they are anywhere from 25 up to actually 80 years old as the adult leaders. So we have a great cross-reference of a lot of age groups that attend the gathering.
That's pretty cool. I never realized that there are that many adults that go along, too.
Yes,
but I guess if you have to wrangle that many young people.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is like a full immersive experience for these people, these young adults. There's probably a lot of people that are returning, but then there's also a lot of new people. What can new people expect? What are some tips you have for the newbies out there that haven't been to one before?
Yeah, that's a great, great question. And it is so easy, Andy, you said that earlier, to be overwhelmed by something like this.
Yeah.
And so we've really got a bunch of planners that are thinking about how to make this easier for you. So there are four things in particular that we would encourage the average adult in particular to think about. One would be to go to our website. So lcmsgathering.com/prepare. All kinds of resources, timelines, meeting suggestions that just help them walk through the gathering. It's a lot easier for them to have that. So go there. The second thing is to go to our Facebook page. We have an adult leader page that they can ask whatever question they want. And there are lots of adults who are willing to give their thoughts, opinions, and resources there as well. The third is we do a monthly webinar once every month on Thursday, the first Thursday of every month at noon. Different topics every month we have. This next one is on help. I'm a volunteer taking a group to the gathering, which is a great one. 80% of our leaders are first time non-paid volunteers. So we encourage you to do that. And then the third one is just find a mentor. There's so many people who've gone before. There's people in your district. They can help connect. We can help you connect to someone who's gone. We'll walk you through it.
Mark, what happens at a national youth gathering? With, I mean, Krista mentioned people from ages 14 to 80 at a national youth gathering. What are some of the things that, that happen there?
Absolutely. Well, we're gearing up for that. As Derek said, teams that are working on our preparation for programmatic pieces. We're going to be in Minneapolis, primarily in the downtown area, using mainly our facilities of the Convention Center in Minneapolis, as well as U.S. Bank Stadium, where the Vikings play. Mm-hmm. So we'll be getting together, bringing the whole group together for events, mostly in the evenings, but then also with our closing worship service on Monday the 15th. And then during the day, especially the three full days on the 12th, 13th, and 14th, be full of learning opportunities from session speakers who will be talking on a variety of topics, as well as just straight kind of what we call in the morning. It's a Bible study time, calling it morning session, so that people are together in God's Word as they start their day. We're going to be really focusing on the Psalms, especially Psalm 46. And so that will really be getting us grounded for the day as we go out and learn on other topics in our Christian faith, as well as we're hoping to send thousands of people a day out into service in the Twin City area, and a variety of other ways, too, that they can serve at the convention center, and just to have some great times of fellowship too amongst other Lutherans as they get together, get to meet new kids from across the country, across the world even. We have international participants as well. If people know, have connections in international churches, we have an opportunity for that too, so that Lutherans from across the globe can come together and celebrate the faith we have in Jesus Christ. And that's really neat to see. And one group too I want to lift up, we got our application open for young adult volunteers, which is age 19 to 25. Again, a great group. We had 600 in 2016 that served together. Amazing group of young people. Again, get to meet kids from across Concordias and across, the United States that are in that age group, and really get to build awesome friendships and relationships there. That application's open through the end of the year. So they do a great job of serving.
Outstanding. So learning, serving, fellowship, all happening at the National Youth Gathering, people from a broad spectrum. Now you've got me really intrigued, Krista. I want to meet the 80-year-olds at the National Youth Gathering, because I'm sure that they are veteran gathering attendees and probably have some stories to share with us. So maybe you could connect us at the gathering. That would be really cool if we could have a chance to visit with them at the gathering and hear stories about their years. Or maybe they're 80 years old and it's their first time attending a National Youth Gathering.
Yeah, we have a Community Life Builders, a CLB. We have a couple that are almost 80 years old, one in their 70s and 80. And they've been there, they've been back a few times, and just awesome, awesome people.
Outstanding. Outstanding. Well, I'm looking forward to it, to learning, growing, serving together at the National Youth Gathering in Minneapolis. What do we need to have? What are the information we need to gather to register for the National Youth Gathering? Is this Krista's question or is this Derek's? Okay. What's the information and all the things we need to start gathering to have ready to start that registration process?
The first thing you need is your congregation ID number. And that was a mailing was sent out to all 6,000 plus LCMS congregations a couple of weeks ago. Takes a while for some of them to get them, but you should have them by now. If not, you can call our office and we can give you that congregation ID number. You will then, as Derek mentioned, I go to the LCMS gathering website and read it. I would suggest just to read through the information, and all of the gathering information is there available. There's also a Gathering 101 video that is on there that we presented as one of the webinars earlier on, and has a lot of helpful information as well. One of the things that you will find on there is a worksheet for youth and worksheet for adults. If you have 10 youth that are interested, print 10 of those worksheets and however many adults, hand those out and have the people get those back to you, because that will contain all the information that you actually need in order to register. You will then have to enter this information online. Now, you can start doing that September 5th. You don't have to do it on September 5th, but that's the first day you can start it. And you can literally do this anytime up to June of next year. So this is just the beginning date. After everything is printed, after everything is entered, you then will be prompted to print two forms, a pastoral affirmation form, which your pastor needs to sign, and a financial sheet that just says basically how much you owe, how much you've paid, that sort of thing. Those two sheets you will have to physically mail to the gathering office along with your payment. And you can do that on October 17th. You don't have to do it on October 17th, but that's the first day that you can do it. After that, you're kind of set. You're in our system. We will communicate with you and just kind of walk you through the process after that.
So if a group has... if a group has, I don't know, 10 youth that want to go, and then 3 months down the road, there's another 3 or 4 kids that say, hey, I want to go now too. Can they add on registrations?
Absolutely. We have groups that have up to 115 people in their group. So that's a lot to sit down, you know, for one adult leader to sit down and enter all that in. So you can do 5 and come back later. You can do 1 and come back later. You can do whatever you want to. so it's designed to come back and enter in. As long as you have your congregation ID number, you will set up your own password as well. You can get back into your account as often as you need to.
Now, you mentioned that information can be entered until June of 2019, but are there... is there a timeline we really should have in mind here to, if we are for certain wanting to go to the National Youth Gathering, we want to get the ball rolling?
I'd say by the end of the year.
Okay.
It comes down to, we start assigning hotels by that time at the first of the year. And if you've got all of your hotel assignments in place, you know, you got 4 boys, 4 girls, everything's perfect, whatever. And then you want to invite more people. It will upset your housing kind of configuration, and not that that's a horrible thing. We can work with that, but it's just something to keep in mind as you're doing this. So, and you want those people to be part of the group again, as I was saying, and not just kind of come on at the last minute, although we do have them come on at the last minute, and that's fine too. But ideally, if you're working with the ideal set of circumstances, if you can kind of get these things going by the end of the year, it makes it easier. But again, you can certainly keep come adding our or even just a new congregation until next year.
LCMSgathering.org. Is that right? LCMSgathering.org. Check it out, and you can find out more information there. Thank you all. We'll provide a link with the program
notes today as
well. Reverend Derek Broughton, Gathering Director, Krista Miller, Gathering Registrar and Operations Manager, and Reverend Mark Kiesling, Director of Youth Ministry, all in the LCMS Office of National Mission. Thank you all for being our guest today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
That does it for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO, the listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.